Ready, gang?
Yep.
We are so ready.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the House Committee on Higher Education and Workforce Development. It's Wednesday, 19th of February, halfway through this session.
Only if February has 38 days.
We're in the middle of the middle week.
Now I'm just depressed.
No, it's all downhill from here.
Not as of yesterday.
End is in sight. We're in the middle of the tunnel. I see light out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on. Positivity. So, we have a very brief agenda today.
We could have met at 9:40.
We are going to have a work session on Senate Bill 1524. And I'm going to open that work session unless I'm supposed to do something. There I go. All right.
Too late. I did it.
Victoria, help me, please. This is the bill that came to us from the Senate side and which Senator Hess spoke to us about the other day. We have two amendments, the -A2s, which the Senator brought with him, and the -A3s, which have just come to us from our illustrious member down the way there, Representative Johnson. Seem appropriate to let the Representative Johnson describe this new amendment to us, and it can also just be used to incorporate the other amendment, too, because this is additive, correct?
Exactly, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much. You'll recall in the hearing, was it Monday, I guess? It was Monday, was it not? Yes.
It was.
We, Senator Hess was here, and I made a couple comments while he was here just about a possibility of expanding the scope of the work of the HEC on this topic, and just to add in the possibility of again, in return for receiving the benefit that's outlined in the bill, potentially, what kind of community service, what sort of contribution back to our society could that be a component that the HEC can delves into as well. I personally think it would help the bill to gain, let's say, more support in the chamber some people would characterize this as a giveaway. I think my intent here would be that we would try to help this be shaped in the way of, in addition to Oregon, providing a very generous benefit that the student who received this benefit should be expected to give something back to their state in some form or fashion. And that's what this F of the -3s would entail. G then is about, again, as we talked about, I think the real essential need to make sure that students who would be in this, in the motor of being able to benefit from this discounted or ability to have a free access to community college, there's going to be a vital necessity, I think, to ensure that they're on track to, they have a plan, that they have a career idea, that they have some place that they think they are trying to go. So just to encourage that there be some sort of counseling also be included in the HEC work as they talk about making a comprehensive proposal for what this could look like. So those are the two amendments. Again, we discussed both of these while the good senator here who's sponsoring the bill was with us, and I don't think either one have any resistance. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Of course. What other questions, comments do we have on this proposed two amendments that we have before us?
So three doesn't include two. We will entertain two separate amendments.
No, three does include two.
Exactly.
And
so we would be looking at adopting the -3 then.
Three includes the two plus the two.
I would like to have the conversation about both of those. If there's anyone here who's opposed to adopting the -3s because of F and or G, let them speak their minds or forever hold their peace, borrowing from a different ritual.
Yes, just a quick, some of the stuff that Rep. Johnson put in there is are the same things that have been either entertained or adopted in other states moving down this road to either look at or adopt this type of legislation. So, and to me, it makes sense.
Okay. And we are not, we are asking that the commission examine the possibility of requiring students to, and the possibility of establishing career pathway. It's not in
their shaping their discussion.
Yes. Correct? Understood? Yes, Rep. Gallegos.
I just got a comment on dash three. The under F there, the possibility of requiring students fail some level of community service. I just a comment that along with federal work study, there is a community service program that students do community service in lieu of getting them their financial aid from the federal work study program. But yeah, this might be another way to sort of add to that and expand that program. That'd be great.
And it's not very prescriptive in terms of what might be required or qualify in that category. I know that my graduate school was paid for in part by National Science Foundation, and I had work requirements afterward in multiple years to pay that back. And
Mr. Chair, I might just add that
I was mid-sentence.
Oh, sorry.
And I think, based on what we're hearing here, this looks reasonable.
Thank you.
We don't have fiscal or revenue on these yet. So I think we may need to carry this over. I mean, if we adopt these, we have to carry this over. So I'm thinking we're probably going to have a brief session here today. But what were you going to chime in?
I was going to say, Mr. Chair, that the Rep. Gilliam assured me if F was a part of this amendment, that he would give it his wholehearted support. So,
is that an aspersion on my grade point or what? Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir. I would ask the chair and the committee to seriously consider and approve dash threes. I think it makes this look a lot better, and Representative Johnson's done a lot of work in looking at what the other states have done. This makes us look like a more reasonable ask, even though it is only an ask and only asking for proposals. I think it still is better policy, and I strongly support the dash three.
And even though we're not going to move forward today, I'll just get it on the record now. While a constituent of mine sent an op-ed into a Central Oregon newspaper this week, so I want to get on the record saying I do support the study. I think looking at things like this are good to let us know what the possibilities could be, but from this point, after supporting this bill for the study, I would proceed cautiously. We've heard in testimony in this committee already this session about the Gorge Scholars that the Columbia Gorge Community College is doing, giving free community college to Gorge students with 3.5 GPA and above. So some stuff is being done that I support, but I would have to look at the proposals in another year and see what they come up with to see if I could actually fully support the concept of free community college. I don't know, not there yet. And okay. I know that's not the question before us. So I just wanted to say, looking down the road.
Mm-hmm. Point of clarification, if I may.
Sure.
Can we get a fiscal and revenue statement on this bill, which would, on the bill as it would be amended by the dash threes, without adopting the dash threes, or do
sure.
we have?
Sure.
Yes, we can. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just can submit it
thought
today.
So, but I'm often wrong about these things.
We can have it on Friday.
Okay, mm-hmm. So why don't we do that? And I'd like to stand at ease just for one moment, okay? You can do this.
Yep.
The same.
Same clip of you.
All right, we are returned from recess, yeah. And what we're going to do is carry this over until Friday, and at that point, I'll leave it until then to see what we do. All right, but with the intention of passing the bill at that time and
9:30 Friday morning.
9:30 on Friday. Well, we believe.
Let's close the work session.
Yeah, let's close the work session.
And we can talk
on 15:24. All right. As for what we're going to do on Friday, we've got this bill, and we believe, please fill in.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have 1525, which is the omnibus bill from the Senate. So we have that referred, and we also have 1566, I believe, which is the OWIB, the governor's OWIB bill, is being first read today, and hopefully will be referred to us, and we can work that one on Friday as well.
As we all know, things are somewhat fluid right now. That's what we think we have happening on Friday.
Monday's the last day to work bills.
Correct.
Yes. So I think...
For us, Tuesday's
right,
actually
Tuesday's
the last.
Right. Tuesday's the drop. We could have to require another session of this, another meeting of this committee on Tuesday, perhaps. We hope not to have to do that.
Please, let's get together.
You got your calendar.
9:00 on Friday anyway.
Few other stuff. Yeah,
okay. All right, so let's go. Let's start at 9 on Friday. Hopefully,
You hear differently.
Yeah, unless we hear differently, but it should take us more than 15 minutes that day.
Or don't.
Other comments? Good of the order? No.
Okay.
Meeting's adjourned.